Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's get Pena in here quickly. We got a couple other topics that we have to get to. What do you say, Pena?
Hey, what's up, John? Hey, I got a question, man. So the way you're pronouncing those Italian names, I just got a question for you. Are you burying me in the A's or are you burying me in L.A.? Because the way you're pronouncing those names, well, oh, my God, man. Fake Italian. Bye.
Yo, what would you know, Pena, about Italian?
I did not have questioning John's authenticity on the bingo card for today. A lot of people who aren't Italian suggesting you aren't a real Italian.
No, see, that's the – see. That's the problem with these people, okay? That's the problem with you people. Not knowing what you're talking about, but trying to, because you watch an Italian movie, you think you know stuff about Italian.
Well, were you saying those like a Greek person would say or like an Italian would say?
I was saying it like an Italian would say with authenticity. They don't know nothing about nothing. That's right. And Pena, go back to...
Go back to where?
Whatever it is that you pronounce, okay? Go ahead. Go back to that, okay? Because and go work on your own pronunciation of the English language. That'd be great.
Oh, see.
See? That'd be great.
Pena, don't worry about it. I get what you're saying. John's more L.A. minute by minute.
Okay.
If you would have seen the pictures and the comments about who was where last night, you would know. John's not long for Houston.
I was with
as far as the blood.
NBA. I was with the champ, Sugar Ray Leonard. I was with Jim McMahon and Goose Gossage and Michael Cooper and Byron Scott. That's who I was with.
Did they have anybody who
that's not
played
LA. That's
in the 2000s?
Yeah, they had, well, Iverson. Allen. Okay. Oh, Jake Paul, is he 2024 enough for you?
Did you talk to him?
Nah.
Yeah, Paul's current.
The only one that I said, Ray, would you mind taking a picture, champ? And he said, absolutely, come on. He took pictures with everybody, so it was cool. I don't bother people. Oh, I did get a picture of JT with Mamadou Njai.
The former North Carolina basketball player?
7'6".
Mamadou Njai 7'6"?
Go look up Mamadou Njai. He's the tallest human being ever.
Wait, Mamadou Njai who?
Yeah.
Wasn't he the guy that said that a Utah player used a racial slur and then lied and said he didn't actually use a racial slur?
Oh, it's a different Njai I was talking about. Yeah, Mamadou Njai, 7'6".
He's 7'6".
He played
6.
At UC Irvine.
Yeah. This is
Who are we thinking of? I'm thinking of the guy that played in the ACC.
Yeah, the Njai.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking about, too.
Yeah, he had to retract that. This is a different one. This guy is 7'6", dude. And then he's got – now he's got hair up higher. He's probably 7'8", 7'9", with his hair.
What's he doing there?
He's – yeah, he didn't, never played a minute in the NBA, which is kind of funny. But he was there. He's, you know, the pumps. They know everybody. There's a 7'6 guy. Let's bring him in. That's
he's
all.
On UCF staff.
He is?
I guess.
Oh, yeah. The Texas head coach was there last night, too.
Rodney, what's his last name?
Rodney Terry.
Yeah, he was there last night. They got ins with everything. Everybody, it was fun. But I don't bother nobody. I ain't gonna bother nobody. I didn't even go up to McMahon. McMahon was a childhood hero. I didn't go up to him or Goose Gossage. None of it. I just was like, nah. I just want a picture with the champ. That's all. And that was fun. It was neat though. But JT was like this. Oh my God, there's Steven Jackson right there. Oh my God, there's who's the guy that's got beef with Derek? He's got the neck tattoos and he had beef about the woman.
Post Malone.
Matt Barnes.
Matt Barnes was there. Yeah.
Oh, you had all the smoke there.
Yeah,
I attest my ability to decipher that from listening to Gilbert for years.
Yeah, I was going to say there's not a lot of.
I gave you some information.
Tattoo, the beef. I put it together. L.A., I put it together.
Yep.
That was good.
Okay, how about this? Breakout year for every single team, a guy who's going to have their breakout player for every NFL team. Who do you think they picked for the Texans?
Well, I know that it can't be Jalen Petrie. You'd throw a fit.
No, I hope Jalen Petrie has a breakout year. I hope he's a lot better than he has been. I'm not going to – actually, Jalen Petrie might be a good pick because if he has a good year, that would be a breakout year for him. Everybody loved him as a rookie. Yeah, they overlooked all the missed tackles, and then last year it got a little bit worse. So,
my breakout, man, it depends on the definition because, like, I think Will Anderson could potentially make some noise for Defensive Player of the Year, but he was Rookie of the Year. I mean, is that really a breakout player? I would say my idea of breakout player of the year is going to be. I mean, there's not a lot of guys that you could choose here, I think. They've already played well.
Breakout could mean he's played well, but okay. Here's theirs, Derek Stingley.
Oh, okay.
Now, he could have a breakout year in that he's considered one of the top
two, three
corners in the league. If he goes all pro this year, that would be a breakout year.
Yeah, I would say that's because he still has room for recognition season long. It's only breakout because he hasn't played a full season. So
he's only played well for 8-9 games so far, right?
Yeah.
So if he has himself a big year, because quite frankly, he played in those games, he played better than most every corner. He could have been if he'd have played a whole season like that. He probably would have been all pro.
Right.
But he didn't play the whole season. So it would be a breakout year. If he can play in 17, God forbid 17. I'm going to ask for 15 games this year. If he can play in 15 games this year and he's as good as he was last year, he's one of the best corners in the NFL.
Well, I mean, that's what it looked like last year. Yeah. I want to focus on the Texans for a second. So if you know, this year, you're probably going to have a game lost because of the cornerback play on the other side of the field. And even if Kamari Laster plays really well, he's still a rookie. I mean, he's still going to – this is just the facts. Kamari Laster is going to have some struggles. He's not – he doesn't have great game speed. He has very average long speed. So I still think there's some times where – and he's not the biggest guy either. So he's super competitive. I love what he brings to the table. I thought he was going to be a slot corner, but D'Amico and the team want to play him outside. I think there are going to be a couple of games and a couple matchups where Kamari struggles because of size, speed, and probably just being a rookie. That's going to be something I'm going to predict that after this year's over, they're going to look at moving him inside and they're going to look at drafting a corner early next year. That's what I think the next big thing that you know, it's been really a smorgasbord of whatever you wanted to choose. But I think the next big position the Texans are going to look at is going to be that cornerback position and maybe one safety position. That's the next big, you know, the next big thing they look at will be those two positions and maybe even running back.
I still think they need to beef up inside on the defensive line.
Oh, yeah. No, actually, you're right. Yeah. D-tackle may have to be number one.
Because that was going to be – remember the D'Amico's exit press conference, his number one thing was we got to beef up the defensive line. Now, they did. Unfortunately, D'Amico Autry is out. They brought in Tim Settle. They brought in Foley. I mean, it's not like they didn't try. They've done that, but they're still not – they could use – I mean, everybody, I guess, could use a Jeffrey Simmons. I just love – I mean, that weapon – That is just so – I just think that if they had a big, strong guy like that that you can't – that could actually bowl people over, that would be totally sweet. They're just the opposite of that, though. They're smaller and, you know.
Well, no, Fotokasi's not small. Like, Fotokasi's, I think, bigger than Jeffrey Simmons from a weight standpoint. They're about the same. Tim Settle's not a small guy. Like, they're not – I wouldn't say they're small, obviously – obviously, Autry.
Well, let's see how Mario Edwards plays.
And Edwards is, yeah, that's true. Edwards is not a big guy.
Yeah, no, he's not big. And, you know, D'Amico Autry, if they're going to play him inside, he's not big. So we'll see. We'll see how they do against the run. And maybe the way that they're going about it, if they're quick and they can, you know, hit gaps and they can stop the run that way, that'll be fun too. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. Just about a half hour left before we hit News of the Weird, so you got a half hour to get in here and finish up a week strong here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Also reminding you of the Houston Restaurant Weeks. HoustonRestaurantWeeks.com is where you find what restaurants that you want to go to. They're awesome, awesome. This is a better time. $25 lunches, $39 dinners, $55 dinners at premier restaurants. You ain't finding a $55 full meal at a premier restaurant. This is the best time ever. But you got to get there because we're running out of time. We only got a couple of weeks left this month. And, you know, people are going to take up all of these reservations. So make sure that you make yours and get to one of these great restaurants, 400 participating restaurants in the Houston area. Get there and take advantage and also help out the Houston Food Bank. It's all doing all of that. So that's really, really great. Time for me to talk right now about MyBookie, MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. It's just the best damn place to go play, win, and get paid. It's just the best place to get a bonus just for signing up, the best place to get all of the different bets that you could possibly want live in-game betting. But we're in the preseason right now, and you've got your tips on who you think is going to score, you know, who's going to win, how many games, whatever the case may be. You got to get in now for your rookie of the year, MVP, defensive, offensive players of the year. You got to get in now for your totals, total team wins. You got to get in now if you want to make season-long bets. So now's the time to get there. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. Always bonus, always a great place to play, plus casino, gambling, and every other sport that you want to play. But football's here. We love that. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, I'm going to talk a little college football because it's coming up, boys. It is almost here. ESPN put out their best 100 ranked football players, and I'm kind of proud of them a little bit in that they didn't just go for the big names, you know, Travis Hunter, Shador, Carson Beck. Actually, there's a lot of names here of guys that, you know. And Lance, doing your studies, you must run across a lot of these guys, too, when you're watching Michigan and all of a sudden you see Mason Graham, the defensive tackle, making plays, you know, and you're like, oh, wow, who's that guy? Well, he's too young to look at right now, but holy crap, that guy can play. He's actually considered second in the nation, according to his. James Pierce Jr., Tennessee, defensive end, expected to be drafted really high. He had 9.5 sacks last year. He's considered, I think Tennessee is a dangerous, that could be a dangerous team this year. They're starting to put things together.
Yeah, Tennessee's one of those watch for teams this year.
Yep, I think they might even, they're going to vie for a playoff. If they make noise in the SEC, they'll certainly be there. They got Travis Hunter, Colorado, cornerback and wide receiver. Will Johnson, the cornerback from Michigan. Luther Burden. Luther Burden, Lance, is probably, do you see this kid at all, the Missouri wide receiver?
Luther Burden's considered the top receiver. I have not studied him in depth yet, but Luther's ranked very high up there. I got a list of the preseason, one of the scouting services that NFL teams use, and Luther Burden was the top wide receiver they had for guys coming out. He's a senior, right?
He's a junior.
Yeah, he's the top senior. That doesn't mean he's a top wide receiver, but he was the top senior on their list.
He's a junior.
Oh, he's a junior? Okay, he was the top one on the list I saw, and he's got some size too.
Yeah, no, he goes up and gets balls. He's there's another team, Missouri, is getting a lot of preseason love. They've got some good quarterback play, and they got Luther Burden III, who goes up and gets footballs. That kid he's going to be first team All America with Luther Burden. Will Campbell is an offensive lineman from LSU. He looks like he played at Kincaid. Carson Beck, they have seventh. Ollie Gordon, running back in the country who also likes to drive. They got Kelvin Banks Jr., the offensive lineman from Texas, as the ninth best player. Have you run across any of his?
Oh, yeah. Plans? I've studied him close since he was a freshman. He was Kelvin Banks is talented. He's a good athlete. He had a really rough game against Austin Booker last year, who was a guy who I thought came on strong out of Kansas, who, despite having about 500 total snaps in his entire career, was fifth-round choice by the Bears, and a guy that I put a really high grade. I put a grade like a second-round grade. He had 2.5 sacks the other night in the preseason game. Banks is considered to be one of the top two tackles in the potential draft next year. So he's big time. The name you haven't said yet is Harold Perkins from LSU.
Well, Harold Perkins had an off year last year.
Well, they
used him stupidly. He had 5.5 sacks. He should have been rushing on every down. Instead, he's out there in coverage because he wants to prove that he can play linebacker.
Well, that's just it. He wants to play in the NFL. You want a chance to keep getting Harold Perkins of the world?
Well, where are you going to get more recognition? Is rushing the passer and getting 10, 13, 12, 14 sacks? Or, dropping into coverage and not doing anything?
I mean, Harold is much smaller than people probably think.
But he's got some skills.
You know, he's just 19 years old right now.
He won't turn 20 till September. Yeah, he's 220.
6'1", 220.
That is not, as Harold Perkins wants to play edge in the – he doesn't want to play edge.
No, I know he doesn't want to play edge, but he can rush the passer.
But
we already know that. We know that.
At 220? Yeah, great.
Get drafted as high as he can, he needs to show some linebacker skills to win games at LSU. But John, that's that rare instance where you have to balance what the kid wants versus what you want, because you don't want him to hit the transfer portal now.
Yeah. Well, they're playing him primarily inside, which is, I think, the whole thing. I want to put him on the edge and I want him to go get the quarterback. And you know what? He's going to impress people. And if he can listen, there's a lot of guys that started at 220. As young as he is, it started at 220, and we get to 240, 242, and he's got pass rush skills. Now all of a sudden you got yourself a big value. That's what Jimmy Johnson and all of those coaches used to do, take 220-pound guys, make them 240, and look at how good they are.
But look at his stats, though. Granted, he started 8 games in 2022. He played 14 games, started 8 in his freshman season. His sophomore year, he played 13 games, started all 13. Total tackles, I'll read the first year first and last year second. 72 to 75. Solo tackles, 39 to 43. Tackles for loss, 13-13. Sacks, 7-5-5-5. Forced fumbles, 4-3. Interceptions, 1-1. Passes defense, 3-6. The numbers are pretty similar. I don't – like, he actually – you probably thought he had – I thought he had more sacks than 7.5 because of that game where he was such a tormentor to Arkansas, where he was unbelievable. He's one of the fastest linebackers I've ever seen. Like, his closing speed is truly incredible, and he will be a big-time blitzer and pass rusher, but he's just trying to show he's an all-around player. He's one of those that I put in the top 10. Like, his third year in the league, LSU's going to say, hey, let's just rack up a bunch of stats. He's had 26 tackles for losses in 2 years. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I want him in the backfield. I want him in the backfield. I think
they'll use him more like that this year.
You know, when he showed all of that and he flashed all of that and he was getting those tackles for losses, it was a little bit disappointing last year that he didn't flash last year. So maybe this year will be, I don't know, maybe they'll use him different. You know, he's getting some love. They had him as a top 10 pick in next year's NFL draft. It's Nick Scorton from Texas A&M, a defensive end. So we'll have to keep an eye on him. He's ranked 29th here in this list, but he's projected to be a guy that they're going to love. He's a transfer from Purdue. He had 72 tackles, 48 solo,
okay.
17 tackles for loss, and 12 sacks, and he transferred over to A&M. So that's a guy that we got to keep an eye on this year. A&M also lost on top of the two running backs Texas lost. A&M lost their starting running back too.
Yeah, Reuben Owens.
Yeah, so that's gonna be a problem. You know, the usual suspects are all on the list. The quarterbacks, all of them. They've got Jackson. Other than that, a guy to watch this year is Noah Fifita, the Arizona sophomore quarterback. He led Arizona to 7 straight wins. He didn't start. He wasn't even their starter to start the season. He came in, and he was just fantastic. I mean, fabulous. 25 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, 2,800 yards, and
wasn't that where Jed Fish was? Season.
Pardon me?
Isn't that where Jed Fish left to go to Washington? Yes. Who's over there in Arizona now?
No one knows. That's impossible to know.
Well, it's just a Google away. I'll do it.
But nobody knows that. And there's a lot of Miami guys on this list, Dell. You guys got a lot of talent this year.
Yeah. I mean, that is Mario's calling card. It is whoever Brent Brennan is the new
– San Jose State
coach at Arizona. That's Mario's calling card. He stacks talent. Now, he's done it through recruiting and through the transfer portal. Reuben Bain, I'm sure, is on that list. The five-star – or at least high 4-star out of Miami, who they got last year, who impressed last year. It's just a matter of Mario putting it together and not screwing it up on game day. But the talent is there for them to be. Even Paul Feinbaum, of all people, who I've never heard him say anything complimentary about Miami, said that they're underrated. And if you look at the squad, 19th in the country, they're probably talent-wise better than that. But the head man probably knocked them down, and you know, never trust Miami no matter where they're ranked because they always disappoint. But they got the talent to be a playoff team. We'll see how it goes.
Restrepo is on the list. Jalen Rivers,
their left tackle,
is on the list. Yeah, and a couple other guys. Yeah. So,
I imagine Damian Martinez might be there too, the running back. So they got some dudes.
Yeah,
we'll see them against Florida.
He is on the list actually. So. Yeah, so I can't wait. I'm looking forward to this college football season. I know a lot of the shows aren't talking about it. I try to bring it up as much as possible here just to get some college football love going. Let's go. Let's go. I'm excited. I'm excited about this college football season.
What is it? We're 2 weeks from tomorrow from when the season starts? Or do we have some games next week?
Week zero is the week before – is next week, isn't it?
That's what I'm trying to figure. Is week zero next week?
Next week. Next weekend. Not this weekend, but next weekend is week zero.
So we'll have games next Saturday.
Yeah.
On week zero schedule. Yeah. Is that the 24th? Yeah.
Yep.
You're right. Week zero. Ooh, my goodness. I got to get Josh Payton on next week.
Yeah. Top 10 Florida State.
Florida State, Georgia Tech.
In Ireland.
There's a team that I love so much. It's Georgia Tech. They're a good team. I like them. I appreciate what they do. Montana State, New Mexico is another hot one. SMU, Nevada, Delaware State.
No, that's a week. That's why it's called Week Zero.
Yeah, Week Zero. You throw one game on there.
No, the next week, though, we'll be at USC LSU in Vegas.
We will?
We? Yeah. Who's we?
We? Like me and a mouse in my pocket.
Oh, okay. Because when you say we, when you're talking to two other people, it makes it seem like we're going to be
we,
there.
We, like me and my wife, I mean.
Ah.
Oh, okay. That's
right. But right. Doc Linville will be there. Well, he's not going to be there, but I'll be representing him with my hair. I'll be representing Doc Linville in Vegas with my hair. And here's the deal is wherever you go, you can you know what? People are going to go, man, your hair looks different. Your hair looks good. What's going on there? Your hair looks that wow, what happened? And people will ask you. People have said that to me. So, is something different? You got what's with your hair? And you know what? You just go, Doc Linville. That's all. And I ain't ashamed. I ain't ashamed. So I needed some help with my hair. Oh, well, what? You're gonna come after me? Come, okay? You're going to come after the hair king? Okay? You better not miss. But here's the deal is if you're starting to get, you know, and especially if you're younger, you're in your 30s and your 40s, and you start to notice that, man, it's starting to recede. Now's the time to recede when it's receding, okay? That's the time. Now it's time for you to call Doc Linville. Now when it's too late, when it's like, oh, my gosh, what did I do? I left this go too long. No, it's starting now. You're in your car. You're starting to feel your five head. Here we go. Or that bald spot in the back. Now all of a sudden you're feeling for it. Now's the time to call Doc Linville. Let him come in, fill it in. You could do the PRP, which will stimulate the growth of your own hair, or you can do the neografting, which is an excellent process. But now's the time, especially you younger guys out there. 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Just another proof that we just don't care who we make famous. The Hawk Tua girl threw out the first pitch at the Mets game. Congratulations. ESPN fired Robert Griffin III and Sam Ponder. Both gone.
So is it fire? Okay, so I saw that. It's all listed as fired. Even Andrew Marchand, who does the TV and radio and whatever, the media coverage for The Athletic, he called it fired too. But then I saw it was a cost-cutting move. Like,
yeah, that's still firing.
Is that still firing? Or it's
laid
go?
Off? What's the
letting go?
Term,
laid off is
well, they
not.
Were not they were not terminated with cause.
They were let go because of
no,
financial.
But they were let go because either way, you're fired.
2 years,
either
I think way, there's two years home. Left on RG3's
yeah,
contract.
Yeah, RG3's going to get all of his contract.
Ponder
yeah.
as well.
That's firing?
Yeah, you still, yeah, we don't want you
that's
here
still
anymore.
Firing?
That's
okay.
firing. That's actually, if we're going to pay you not to be here, that's probably even worse.
No, it's actually better.
Not for me.
It's the best.
Well, not for, no, but in, but I'll pay you not to come here.
That's no, but that's
of,
that's not.
It's a little
that's
insulting.
Not true because that happened to Adam Kaplan. Like ESPN's had that happen to Adam Kaplan when they had all those layoffs. Isn't this just a layoff?
Well,
he got paid for a year and a half, and it was just like they wanted to cut. They wanted to cut back. Look,
I don't
they
get
say
it.
It's if
you're going
how
to
you
pay
saving
him
money,
anyway,
that's what I'm.
You're not.
I'm
how is
ask.
It cost saving when you're still paying him?
So exactly, what's the point? You just
you're
don't
getting
want
them off the books.
You're,
that's my
tax,
point. We would rather pay you to not be here. That's more insulting. If to tell
no,
you the
it's
truth,
no, it's not. What? But that happens all the time. They have to in media. They have to pay your contract.
Well, right. They have to pay off the contract. Obviously. Okay. Was it insulting? Just a little bit to Jose Abreu. Yes, we don't want you here. We'll pay you $50 million not to come here anymore.
Well, at ESPN though, it's a little bit different. They were paying for him not to do anything anyway.
No, he was still on shows.
Yeah, no, he's been taken off of almost every.
Yeah, he lost some of his some of the things he did. I know he was an analyst for college football, so it's interesting that right before the season is to begin, they take off one of their analysts.
He's been a bit of a wild card on social media.
Yeah.
His takes are pretty bad consistently. Like, I didn't think he was very – and I think ESPN probably saw a lot of that. Like, man, he's really not very good. What I read on Sam Ponder is she was only doing football. She was doing one thing, and then it was off the rest of the year. And they just thought – and it just didn't make financial sense.
Well,
for
it didn't. It didn't rate. It didn't. Here's the problem is she was doing their ESPN Sunday morning thing when up against CBS and Fox, their morning shows before the pregame shows, and she's doing the NFL's pregame show, and she's going to lose. So they're like, well, yeah, we're not. She's not good enough.
But Greeny's going to help them win. He's supposed to take over for her.
Yeah, they're not winning. They're still not winning.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I'm a different person, obviously. But are people going to flock to anything just because Greeny's on it?
No,
it's not gonna matter. But you've got ESPN, their whole model, this is what's crazy to me, is they actually hired her to do one thing. Their whole model is you gotta do multiple things. We'll pay you good money, but you gotta do multiple shows, gotta do multiple things, radio and TV, you gotta do multiple they didn't have her doing multiple things. They were both paid over seven figures. So they were both paid in the, you know, over the $1 million range. RG3, that's not super surprising, but here's the thing. They probably have an offset to where if RG3 gets hired by anyone else, which I don't see happening, but if he does, then that they get to claw back the money from his contract. So he can't – he's basically on a non-compete, or they may have something in there where they let him be hired, but they don't have to – they no longer have to pay him.
Let's not forget he's the one that – Jaden Daniels was running. He got picked up, and he put Robert Griffin put him on the cross like Jesus.
Yeah,
I mean,
it showed you he had no timing or sense.
No, he said, you know what, he was going to say something that was embarrassing again. So
his Twitter accounts have been embarrassing. He's been a rough read, at least on Twitter. I don't think he's very good. Not a huge shocker. Although it is a little bit of a surprise anytime you hear the names, but man, you know, my network has had a lot of cuts, all financial, but ESPN leads the league in that. They've been doing this now for 4 or 5 years where they've been slicing and dicing. Their whole model's gone from a bunch of experts to we're going to cut it way back and you better do a bunch of shows now, but we'll pay you pretty good money.
Well, but that's just so Disney is just the best and at the top of its game.
More money for Mickey. Bye, RG3. I saw that croissant tweet. I immediately called ESPN and said, you're out.
On Twitch, somebody said, if NFL Network hired him, Lance would sing a different tune. No, RG3's not good if he goes to NFL Network. I mean, I'm not going to intentionally try to slander him and make him feel bad, but I mean, I just don't think he's very good. And maybe he does get hired by NFL Network. I saw we have Manti Te'o is with NFL Network. It'll be interesting to see how he does over there. But
don't NFL question Network, the mouse, Lance. That's all we're telling you.
Yeah, just don't, stop. All right,
don't question the mouse, because you know what the mouse does. The mouse will have someone die on them and then say, "Hey, you signed a Disney Plus disclaimer, so." Wrongful death, you can't sue us for that. Yes, I know one has nothing to do with the other, but
you signed up for
Disney Plus, and there's a disclaimer there. So because you died and you're trying to blame us for it, it's not our fault.
Yeah.
It's not our fault.
No. You signed
I don't even
disclaimer.
Know what that means. Is this a
yeah,
story?
There's a
yes.
story. A guy died, and they're trying to say because he was a Disney – he signed up for Disney Plus and something else, Dell. What was it? I forget.
I don't know. Maybe it was a bundle. I'm not sure what it was.
that there was a disclaimer in there so that they're not – it's not a wrongful death.
Well, how does a Disney bundle have anything to do with the wrongful death? What does Disney have to do with the wrongful death?
Well, it happened at Epcot, and they're saying because – that the couple was signed up for their Disney Plus streaming service, you sign something that allows them to say your allergy death that happened at our park doesn't. You can't blame us for it because you signed up.
You signed up for Disney Plus.
And we had a disclaimer in there where you, I guess you can't blame us for things.
We had a disclaimer in case you die of something of something you ate on Disney Plus.
So an illegal filing responding to Disney's claim, Piccolo, the person who passed, at least the Jeffrey Piccolo signed up for a 1-month trial of the streaming service in 2019, which requires trial users to arbitrate all disputes with the company. Company lawyers also claim that because Piccolo used the Walt Disney Parks website to buy Epcot Center tickets, Disney is shielded from a lawsuit from the estate of Piccolo's deceased wife, who died of a reaction to severe food allergies. Hmm. So his wife died at the park. You signed up for Disney Plus, a 1-month free trial.
Sorry,
you can't sue us. The mouse wins.
By the way, did you see? Now
we'll see,
I'm
if,
not it, saying
we'll
the
see if the mouse
the
wins this one, Del. I'm did not sure the mouse is going to win this one.
The mouse always
the
wins,
mouse
John. Going
to win this one. But did you see the picture? I'm sure. Surely you saw the picture that RG3 took with his wife in France, right?
Yeah,
the giant croissant. Did you see that?
On both.
Oh
ends.
Yeah, where he's. Oh my God, that looked. That doesn't
yeah,
look good. That's a bad
survive.
Look.
He couldn't survive that.
No.
I'll ask you two a question because you men. Have to do things that you may not like, but I'm sure you do love all the things your wife asks you to do. If your wife asks you for that picture, are you reconsidering the choice you made 20-something years ago? If that's the woman, if that woman that you thought you knew and understood saying, hey, you know what picture we should take? Me on one end of a giant croissant and you on the other, does it immediately go, who are you? Mm-hmm. How did I pick you? Because
no, I'd never post that. That
no,
never gets
no,
posted.
But are you – but if – your wife should know you well enough, particularly because he's in the limelight. You can't make me take this picture.
No,
you can't ask me to. You can't ask me to post it because you know it's going to come.
Yeah, let me tell you what he's trying to do. He's trying to get fired so he can get his 2 years of pay without having.
What do you
to
think
work.
Rob Parker's thinking right now?
That's too inside.
No, everyone
Rob
remembers.
Called him a cornball brother, and now he's thinking that's a cornball move. Rob Parker is. Part of the Anscape, or at least no, yeah, Rob
no.
Parker's still alive.
Rob Parker, didn't he call Russell Wilson?
He's called a few people cornball brothers, but I think actually, no. The original, I believe, was not. It was not Russell Wilson. The original was. He's right. I think it's RG3 was the original.
Oh, was that it? Oh, I thought it was Russell Wilson.
Cornball.
Yeah, he got suspended for calling RG3 that. Yeah,
cornball brother.
Keep the croissant away from your mouth.
Yeah, no, that's
one.
Not a cool picture to take. You don't.
You can't post
you know
that.
Better than posting that. You don't let your wife.
I
post
don't
that.
Care.
You don't post that.
I don't care. You're on a Paris vacation or wherever the hell you are. There are lines in the sand, and this one,
yeah.
You're not getting me to take this picture. I'm not taking that picture.
My wife would never ask for a picture like that. Like, it's hard for me to even answer that because she's
no,
so not into that kind
my
of.
My wife would
stuff.
Say. My wife would say, "You're not taking that picture, and you're not. We're certainly not posting it. Get out of yeah. here with that." Yeah, no, you got to have a wife with some common sense, no question. He loses. Well, of course, he does get 2 years' pay without working, so that's a win there. There's a bit of a win. It's a give.
Well,
and
you
take.
And yeah, with you,
yeah.
2 years' pay without working, it's a win
without
for
working,
you.
I mean, I've been doing that for years. I've been way more than that.
I've been saying that for years, but people keep saying, "No, John works hard." No, he doesn't.
Who are those people?
Exactly.
Time for me to talk right now about hoops. I know who that person is. That's Keith Tate, and he makes the best goal. And he makes the goal now. When we bought ours, it was a crank. And, you know, you would raise and lower the goal. And, you know, you'd crank it, you know, crank it back. And it was great. It was fun. Now it's a drill. It's perfect. I mean, it just doesn't get any better than that. Well, and Keith Tate is constantly innovating. Keith Tate is constantly upgrading. He's updating. Keith Tate is a great businessman. He's been doing this with Pro Dunk for 25, I don't know, I think maybe longer than that. When we were at 610, he was advertising with us, and it's unbelievable how good this company is and how great the product is. You're not going to get a better product, period. If you want to get a goal for the kids, you get it where you're going to be happy, the wife's going to be happy, the kids will be, everybody's going to love the Pro Dunk goal. Don't go cheap on this thing. Get the best goal you can. The kids will be out there playing for it. Trust me, you'll get your money's worth out of it. Every single time. ProDunk.com. The best goal in the market, period. !! ProDunk.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97 News of the Weird. We're finishing up the week strong. Before we get to News of the Weird, though, Spaghetti, he's going to be Spaghetti this weekend because the players are using their nicknames on their jerseys this weekend. Diesel will pitch in game two. Hunter Brown, he's Diesel.
Wait, I thought we made up Arrighetti Spaghetti, right?
Yeah, we did it, absolutely. Because no one else would have thought of that.
No, but is his actual nickname Spaghetti?
Yeah, I guess so. That's what he's going to have in the back of his jersey. Spaghetti, does he get another double-digit strikeout? He's got 12 and 13 and 12 his last two outings.
Sure, why not?
I'm against the White Sox? I would think so. I would think so. Does it count because it's the White Sox or no?
It's not really a major league team.
Not a major league team.
Yes, it counts.
I mean, it'll go in the record book, but we all know. Our human eyes will tell us it doesn't really
count.
Will
you come in disappointed on Monday if they lose one of these games?
No. As long as they win two, I'll come in disappointed if they lose two of them. And I won't come in if they lose three.
Well, you won't come in?
Nope.
Okay. Well, then I'll be doing the show alone from the studio next Monday.
What if you come in Monday and the Astros are tied for first because the Astros have lost three in a row? The Mariners have won three in a row.
It won't surprise me because you play to your competition. Texas wins again, boys. Congratulations to Texas. A Texas woman's tongue is the world's widest at 3.11 inches. I'm looking at a picture of her, and she has four lollipops. You know how a girl eats a lollipop, right? And she's got four of them, and they're not covering up her whole tongue.
How does a guy eat one?
I don't. That's why I don't eat lollipops. Don't want to. No, thank you. How about this?
I want to look at this picture here.
3.11 inches wide tongue. She's got a kind of skinny face. Her tongue actually covers up the width of her face.
Yeah, that's here in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah. Yeah. So
what's going on with this thing?
That's fun. That looks like, do you want a woman with a 3.5 inch wide tongue?
Why are you? You just ask questions and just don't.
Is that something you want?
No, I just want my wife.
That's it. An update on the judge who handcuffed the girl who was sleepy and she was on a field trip.
Yeah.
He's been suspended. He's sidelined for making the sleepy teen wear jail clothes. Okay. And they said it's unnecessary. Oh, it was literally a little unnecessary. You're suspended, Judge. You know,
she
we can't even discipline.
Yeah, she was sleeping in his court, so he handcuffed her.
Yeah, handcuffed her and put her in a jumpsuit, too. Yeah. A billionaire has been accused of stealing sand from a public beach in California, from one of my beaches here. Okay? Milwaukee Brewers owner Mark Atanasio has been digging up sand from the broad beach for his own mansion. Do you feel like you should be arrested for stealing public beach?
That is some real, stupid Baywatch villain episode type crap. there's some random villain on the Baywatch be taking the sand from the public. That's like a plot line where Hasselhoff turns into a detective. What is this? What kind of billionaire is doing dumb crap like that? Stealing sand.
Apparently, their idea of swanky and lavish is not the same as ours. Tories are blasting Prime Minister Justin Trudeau for joining a group at the Holiday Inn in Sudbury. They say the Conservative Party of Canada is putting him on blast for what they describe as lavish and swanky retreat. At a Sudbury Holiday Inn, they just don't know what those words mean, I think. Do you feel like...
I don't know what Sudbury is.
A Holiday Inn is lavish and swanky?
Okay, Kilgore.
Okay. Well, Kilgore better pick it up, okay? If we're going to be... Kilgore better pick it up. A police officer apparently was being hailed as a hero at the Scottish first aid awards for his bravery. Well, on that same night that he was being revered as a hero, he sexually assaulted four women.
Oh, so, why do we always have this?
It always has
the time?
It always goes from guess what he's being honored for to guess what he actually is.
He always has these stories. A man who is teaching the don't drive drunk class.
Guess what?
Guess what happened to him? A man who was fighting a drug crusade. It was a crusade against drugs. Was caught selling what? Drugs. Always that.
Guess what's happening at Kroger's now? Apparently, dynamic pricing. They are going to vary prices depending on your income. AI pricing could result in customers incurring higher costs based on personal data used to gauge their purchasing thresholds.
No, that can't be true.
Oh, it's true. It's true.
I bet it doesn't go through. You'd have to do neighborhoods. Like, what would you do? You have to do an eye scan before you come in?
No, you put in your phone number, and then somehow they've got, you know.
When,
do you ever put in your phone number at Randall so that you get that?
I'll be putting my kids' phone numbers in from now on.
Yeah, right. Look, I'm one of the poorest. Look, I've got no income. I got babysitting income. That's it. Maddie's.
Yeah, I don't want Maddie. I'll take Mason.
Mason's income. Not even Alec, the college student. I'm going to take Mason's, right?
Oh, Mason's great. It's just a big zero all the time.
So we're done for the week.
Yeah, Del, man, if you vote for this, what did I vote for? I voted for an eye scanner to determine. This is a black. Listen, this is Black Mirror stuff right here.
This is Black Mirror stuff. They can charge me for peanut butter
based on your income.
Based on your income, right?
No one's doing that. Kroger, you'll be Kroger. Done. You won't get anyone's business.
No, Kroger, you're going to go out of business. There goes your stock. Stop already. All right, Del, we missed anything. Would you please mention it on your little show?
I mean, I don't think of it as a little show, but...
But whatever.
But I'll mention things that I enjoy talking about, whether you would have talked about it on this show.
All right.
That's up for grabs. And Lance, don't leave quite yet, because you have to talk about, you know, what I feel like I am, an underdog.
All right, I'll be back in studio on Monday, everybody. Y'all have a great weekend. Lance, take it over, partner.
Underdog fantasy is what I'm talking about. Yeah, Dell may be the underdog, but you were the underdog headed into your fantasy football season, right? You got fantasy football right around the corner. Oh, my gosh, it's so good that, you know, especially at the beginning of the year, you start getting feels for which player is going to have a breakout year, which player is not. For example, that was the case with Alperen Şengün last year. I just knew his assist totals were going to be a lot higher. Boy, it really helps whenever you have the high or low, the statistics and the pick'em challenge on Underdog Fantasy. Download the app. Use promo code Lance for your first download. They're going to give you a gimme first pick on your pick'em challenge where you're going to have like an easy win for you. And then you'll get a deposit offer as well. But this is going to be great because once you've studied fantasy football and you know which guys are headed for an upward tick and who could be headed downward, start taking advantage of that knowledge with your pick'em challenges. Pick higher or lower on the statistics that they offer for an individual player. You pick between 2 and 5 players, you can win up to 325 times your original play, which is unheard of. I've never seen a number this high, and yet that's what Underdog Fantasy is doing for you. It's a great way to keep up with the games that you're watching. Play along with the games you're watching with Underdog Fantasy. Use promo code Lance. Must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to ncpgambling.org.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Bye, bitch.